To Julie Galthorpe this morning, dealing and coping with bossy people. Now, this topic was sent to us by a listener. Thank you very much to Kevin this morning. Yeah, we appreciate you sending us the topic. So where do you want to begin?
Well, nobody likes it, but everyone's experienced it, right? Bossy behavior. So to understand what is bossy behavior, it's when someone directs others without being invited to do so, managing tasks and decisions that don't belong to them, and speaking in a tone that prioritizes command. So it's not collaborating with someone like, hey, we got lots to do. It's do it this way. You know, at work, it might feel like someone never is giving any room for others to take the lead. They kind of talk over people. They might have lots of ideas, but they're telling people what to do instead of doing it themselves. In friendships, it can look like that person is steering every choice, where to go, what to do, and how things should unfold.
All right, so I just want to put it out there. So when I think about how I feel when someone's bossy, I feel very tense, criticized, and I get very defensive. And I don't like it when people tell me what to do at all.
Yeah, exactly. The behavior, though, that when bossy people, you know, throw things at us, it creates that environment, which is what you're talking, Miriam, that your body and your brain is responding to. It's a situation where one voice grows larger and others shrink. So other people feel silent. So the feelings that Miriam just brought up make people feel as though they don't want to contribute. So even though they might have great ideas, they don't put them forward because they don't want to deal with the person who doesn't agree or doesn't or continues to tell other people what to do without listening.
I think some would say control freaks might show that they're simply just confident. They know how to get the take charge kind of attitude going. Is that fair to say?
It is, but it's just not that simple. Like, that's what it can look like initially. And the thing is, it's not a character flaw. Like, we often say, oh my gosh, like, bossy people, can't stand them. And it is true. You can't stand that behavior. But the behavior when someone is bossy, it can come from fear, insecurity, rather than confidence. So a person may believe that if they don't manage the outcomes, everything is going to collapse like a house of cards. Early childhood experiences can create this pattern. So if a child learned that, say, leadership, perfection, or emotional control earned like them respect or it prevented chaos, they may continue that behavior into adulthood without realizing where it's rooted. So it's rooted in self-protection rather than teamwork.
Okay, so when you mentioned self-protection, I guess we could categorize bossiness as maybe a protective armor, right?
Yeah, so yes, that's a strong way to word it, but that's absolutely true. So if we think about bossy behavior from a trauma-informed perspective, rather than just kind of a judgmental, oh, that's just a terrible person, it's those earlier experiences that are directing the behavior. So bossiness seems to protect them from failure, rejection, unpredictability, and then they might also hold very high standards for others to maintain. So they might throw these expectations out. And when those expectations are threatened because someone else can't meet them, their control increases instead of communication increasing, which is what needs to happen.